You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And we've got Lindsay Smith here with us now. So, Lindsay, here we are on the one-year anniversary of this declaration of an emergency in Flint. And we have an all-out tug-of-war between the state of Michigan and federal judge David Lawson. Twice now, Judge Lawson has ordered the state to deliver bottled water to certain Flint residents, not all. Yet the state continues to fight that order. What's the latest argument the state put forth late yesterday?
Yeah, so this is kind of a different argument than has been presented in the past from the state. Really, this is the first time you're really seeing the state make the case that the water is technically safe to drink. This is like, according to existing federal regulations, it's not saying that, I mean, there are definitely areas of the city. You have tests that have come back even in the last month that you have lead levels that exceed the federal guidelines of 15 parts per billion. But as a whole, the system taken as a whole now appears to have numbers that show numbers that are similar to other water systems in Michigan that have lead service lines. I mean, you're going to have spikes here and there, but as it's taken as a whole, the water is definitely looking good. And so this is the state saying, you know, really for the first time, Judge, we think that come January, we will have some kind of announcement that will show everybody's on the same page, EPA, state, and city, to say that the water is technically safe to drink. So we shouldn't have to deliver bottled water to everybody.
Now, Lindsay, as the state has fought back against Judge Lawson's order, the state's position is, hey, we have set up centers around Flint. People can come and pick up free filters and cartridges and bottled water, and people can call 211 if they need something delivered. Is that not working?
I mean, there are plenty of people that are arguing that it's not working. When I was in Flint a couple of weeks ago, I asked people about this, and one lady was like, 211 is a joke. So it's tough to say, not being, you know, in Flint on the regular, but I will say that is the crux of the argument here with the NRDC lawsuit, is that it's not working. And I think that for many people that are homebound, or, you know, you don't have a car, carrying water bottles on the bus, we see people like throwing bottles of water into their backpacks at the bus stop to take water home. I mean, if that's the case, it's not working. But that's the important part about what the state is arguing here with this latest filing. They're saying, I mean, the state right now is not saying bottled water is necessary. They outright say bottled water is not needed. You can use, everybody can drink filtered water. So you can sort of see how the state is gearing up to say, we shouldn't have to provide bottled water. We're providing filters. And because the water may technically be within existing federal guidelines, you know, do we even need filters? I mean, I think that they're going to try to continue to say that. So it looks like they're still, you know, they're still doing something. They still care. They still want people to have filters. But bottled water, I think is, I would imagine, is going to be one of the first things that the state petitions to go.
And as we know, the state is supposed to file a compliance plan with Judge Lawson's order this week. And at the same time, let's talk about this, how the state has its eye cast on this meeting coming up next month in Chicago. What do we expect to happen there? Who will be there?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a big deal meeting in Chicago. This is going to be at the EPA's regional headquarters there. You're going to have EPA people. You're going to have people from the state, from the Department of Environmental Quality. You're definitely going to have the city of Flint officials, I would imagine, there as well. And you're also going to see some outside people, experts within the EPA, I imagine, will be there. And you're likely to see some people from Virginia Tech, Mark Edwards, and other scientists. I mean, they really want, you know, it's very obvious in Flint, nobody trusts government officials, period, right? Like, I don't think that's really an argument. So they want to make sure that they have a full spectrum of people that all agree on where Flint's water system is, on whether or not it's safe, and the recommendations that come in the future. Now, if I'm a guessing person, what I sort of see coming down in the tea leaves here is, I think that you're going to get consensus that Flint's water is going to be technically in compliance with the federal existing regulations. But I also think that you're going to see the state say and the EPA say, please continue to use these lead filters, because we do still have areas where you'll get a spike of lead. And not only that, as we go into this summer and we really start ripping up these lead service lines out of the ground, that tends to stir things up and has a tendency to cause spikes in lead levels. So I imagine that even though you may see the state and the federal government say technically the water is safe to drink again, I imagine they're going to still say that you need to use certified filters for the time being.
It sounds, as you describe this, like they're trying to have it both ways.
It is going to be, yeah, this is going to be a kind of a rough process as we sort of transition back, you know, from a public health emergency, really, to, okay, so at what point is the emergency over and how do we know? I mean, and this is where a lot of this stuff is going to get spelled out. I mean, this meeting is sort of a first step. And then as we transition to the new pipeline, to another new water system, you're likely to see a lot of these questions come back into play. And I think the good thing is this time around, the EPA especially has come under such fire for their mishandling of this. I think that you're going to see, you know, there's so many eyes on this Flint water system that people are going to be really keeping an eye on things and looking for things to happen before, you know, they become a huge issue, as opposed to what the way things worked out the first time, which was like nobody did anything and ignored people and ignored a lot of the signs. And it was like they couldn't figure out who was the best person to act. So I think that, you know, this time around, we're going to see people be preventative. Regulators really try to stay on top of it. And the message is probably going to be confusing for a while. And honestly, even if they come out and say the water's safe to drink, and eventually I assume it will be safe to drink without a filter, who's going to trust it? I've talked to enough people in Flint to know not everybody's going to be on board with that just because they say it is.
Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith. As always, Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thank you.